Yo, what it do? This your boy King coming from the Make It Make Sense podcast. I'm bringing y'all another banger. Yeah, I know y'all hear my voice. I sound way better than last week. Yeah, let's get this shit. I hope everybody having a blessed day, a blessed morning, a blessed afternoon. I hope y'all week going good. I hope y'all day going good. Hope everybody's safe and healthy. This weather keep changing, so I hope y'all stay, you know, you might have some people under the weather and shit like that. What else I want to say before I get started? But I just hope everybody's great. Once again, I really appreciate everybody that take the time out of their day when they way to work, doing work, driving or doing anything, shopping, listening to my podcast. I want to shout out all the other major cities and states checking me out, such as California. You know, that's a state. We got Houston, Philly, Washington, Seattle. It's a good bit more, Orlando. Shout out to Orlando, man. Shout out to the people that listen to me in Orlando. That's where most of my views come from, listens come from, besides Savannah. Shout out to the folks in Vegas checking me out. Powder Springs, Rankin, Port Wentworth, Atlanta. Shout out to Jacksonville. Shout out to McClemy. Shout out to I forgot where the Ball Brothers from. Chino Hills. Shout out to Chino Hills. I say in California, so shout out to the people in Chino Hills and shit, man. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to my Germany folks. Shout out to my Puerto Rican folks out there in Puerto Rico. Appreciate anybody that check out, listen to my shit. So, you know, if you know anybody that like podcasts or like to listen to podcasts, make sure y'all tell them they're gonna listen to Make It Make Sense by Akeem Hill. But you know, y'all, it's playoff time. You know, week one has been good. You know, I know y'all heard my last week predictions. And so far, some of them not coming. It looked like it's not going to come out how I want it to. Far as like Philadelphia versus Toronto Raptors, it's like they up 3-0. Joel Embiid hit a buzzer beater. So now they up 3-0. James Harden got fouled out, I think, like late in the fourth. And Embiid and the 76ers end up winning in OT. So I guess that's no team. I think a team is like 0-185 when they down 0-3. So their chance of coming back and winning is very, very minimal. So you go ahead and say that series is over. I said Brooklyn and Brooklyn and Boston will go six or seven games, but it still could go six games. You know, Boston up 2-0. Brooklyn just had one. Man, my bad, y'all. Boston just had one the other night. Last night, per se, or whenever y'all listen to this episode. And the defense that they had on KD, man, it's like the shots. It's like the shots that he normally make that he was not making them. It's like every time he get the ball, it's like it's a triple team. When he shoot, you got one guy in front of him and you got one guy on the side of him. Like, it's like it wasn't like, and he was playing clumsy and stuff like that. Like, he looked weird. Like seeing a seven footer like that, dribbling like that, and he was so clumsy and turning over the ball. And then Kyrie You know, he had to do his, he doing his little religion thing. So I guess I thought he left the game because he was injured. He went to go get a banana. You know, potassium and all that other shit, you know, if y'all don't really know about the bananas and stuff. But, Boston, man, Boston playing good, y'all, bro. Like, defensive-wise, like Brooklyn was up 17 before the half. And then I think Boston ended up cutting the lead to 10. And then, boom, that's when they took off. KD was 0 for 10 in the second half. But the series not over, though. I think they're going to win the next two games. And then they're going to go back to Boston and win. They're going to go back to Brooklyn game six and then see how game seven go. Because I think it's all about entertainment at the end of the day. Like, entertainment just outdo anything. So, they're just like with the Pelicans. Like, yeah, Devin Booker got injured, but I'm kind of shocked that Pelicans even won. You know, I still got Phoenix to win, but instead of a sweep of five, I think it's going to go six. I think Phoenix is going to win next game. Phoenix is going to win next game, though, for sure. But hopefully they say Luka come back. They say Ben Simmons will return game four. And I guess that's next week, Monday. They say Ben Simmons will return to the court since last year playing against the Hawks game seven. And we know what happened. He passed up the layup. And we're not going to get into that. But me personally, I'm going to talk about Ben Simmons coming back. Like, I know he didn't play in a year, so I know he'll be energized and stuff, but it's not like he going back to playing with Philadelphia. He going to play with a whole different team. And yes, his job easier. Yes, it's easier to implement Ben Simmons than James Harden, because James Harden is not a dominant. I mean, not James Harden. Ben Simmons is not a dominant scorer. He more of a pass first guard, or he don't really have to have the ball, like that. He really down court just to defend and push the offense and push the fast break. Really, he there to guard the best player, because you see, like KD having to guard fucking Jaylen Brown, KD having to switching guard Al Horford and shit like that. He got a guard Jason Tatum, and sometimes he might switch and guard Marcus Smart. So, excuse me, I apologize. So, I just want to see how that work. How they just gonna like just put a guy like that in, and thinking it's gonna be a series change, or you know, and they being real physical with KD. You know, they ain't calling all them fouls in Boston, but I want to know how the foul call is gonna be in Brooklyn. You know. I still think Boston gonna pull it out at six or seven. But yeah, I don't think that Ben Simmons. I think they should just send him out for the rest of the series or the rest of the playoffs. Cause ain't no point of using him. Like, it's really no point of using this man, cause at this point, like, it is a reason why you could, because you know, he's a defensive player, all defensive team in the conversation of defensive player of the year. But I just think they just need a role who they got. He need to play Aldridge. He need to play Blake Griffin. Steve Nash got to make better adjustments. Steve Nash got to make easier plays for them instead of Kyrie and KD going one on one all the time. You cannot go ISO against a team like Brooklyn. You can't do that because Brooklyn gonna shut that shit down. And what are they actually doing? I understand. Like, my thing is, I never say you can shut a superstar down. I can say you can contain them and make them work for them buckets. You know, like how PJ Tucker was had KD last year. Even though KD was hooping, but KD had to really work for them buckets. Like, and the refs let them play too. So, you know, it's just certain little shit that you gotta do. Excuse me, y'all. Damn, you must be tired. But Memphis, Timberwolves. Memphis ended up winning. They needed that win. Nice bounce back. They go back to Minnesota. Let's see how that go. I'm still riding with Memphis until that shit, until the other team get four wins. So, Golden State. We seen what happened. Golden State. Your boy Jordan Poole, Curry. I think Curry had like 34 points and like 22 minutes off the bench or something like that. They still got him coming off the bench, so just imagine when he a full starter. Like, he probably could have had 40. If he started that game, he probably could have had 40. So now that you got KD, not KD. You got Curry, then Klay Thompson was hooping, then Jordan Poole hooping. Then you got Draymond doing his thing. Everybody else fall in place, man. And then, you know, Denver not fully loaded like Golden State. Well, Golden State not fully loaded. They don't got, what's the center name? They don't got the center. Damn, when I think of the center name, I'm going to, but they don't have him, and Iggy not playing, but Denver don't got, Michael Porter Jr. or Jamal Murray. So it's like, but yeah, Curry and them who play. Let's go ahead and get Denver out of here. Go ahead and sweep them so y'all can play Memphis or Minnesota. I hope they play Memphis because I think that'll go seven. Me personally. See, I wish Steven Adams was a dominant scoring big because that's what Golden State weakness at. If he was like a big that could get you 20, because we know he could get you 10 to 15 rebounds a game. But if he was a dominant big that could get you at least 20, listen, man, Golden State not beating them. But I think I want Memphis to win, but I think Golden State will beat Memphis then. Hopefully, Devin Booker come back healthy and shit from the hamstring, because they say he's going to be out. I don't know if y'all know, but Devin Booker out for like 2 to 3 weeks or 3 to 4 weeks or something like that. So, but the Suns deep enough to, you know, I think they could, they good enough without Devin Booker to beat the Pelicans right now. You know what I'm saying? But when they go to play them teams like Dallas or Golden State. When you go to play your teams like Golden State, you're going to definitely need your boy. But if they go ahead and get, if they go ahead and get Devin Booker healthy, knock them off. Cause I thought it was gonna be a sweep, so now I'm thinking it's gonna go at least six or seven. It's gonna go at least 6 or 7. The least is gonna go at 6. If it go 5, I'd be surprised. But I think it's gonna really go 6 or 7. Real talk, especially if Pelicans. If Pelicans win next game, it's definitely going to 7 games. I just really think it's gonna go to 7 games, guys. Cause the longer it go, the better chance Devin Booker got playing next round. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, let's go ahead and get that over with. And then Dallas, they say Luka come back. He's probable. And then after that, what happened? Jazz was supposed to be up. Jazz supposed to be up 2-0. Brooklyn supposed to be up 2-0. But Jazz supposed to be up 2-0 right now, man. Jazz really supposed to be up 2-0. I really think if Jazz lose this first round, they're going to get rid of them. Meaning, like, I think they're going to break them up. Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell going to have to leave Utah, me personally. That's just how I feel. I ain't lying. Something got to give. Because ain't no way in hell y'all just keep losing like that. Last year, y'all up 2-0 against the Clippers. Kawhi get injured. Y'all lose. Don't get me wrong, Clippers wrong, but I just think at that time, the season that Jazz had, it was the time to go to the Western Conference Finals. Yeah, they probably would have lost, but still, that was their best chance to even try to make the finals or the Western Conference Finals. It's like the way they go out. It's like the way they lose these last few rounds. Okay, the first year was kind of like an anomaly. They beat Westbrook this year. Beat them like 4-1 or 4-2, I think. The year after that, if I think they went to the next round, I think they ended up playing the Rockets or some shit. And then I forgot who they played, but that I know that bubble round, that bubble playoff run or something. They was up 3-1. And Denver came back. Last year they up 2-0, no Kawhi. Lose 4 straight games. This year, no Luka. They win game one, rightfully so. Turn around, lose game two. And Dinwiddie was even the best player. And you would think Dinwiddie would have been the next player to step up. But it was Brunson. He had 41. When you got somebody like that Hooper, bro, you're not beating no team, cuz. And then it'd be little stuff like that. It'd be little stuff like that why teams break up. And I think that's my theory. Like, now I was watching, like, the Gil Arenas. I've got his podcast. I was watching his podcast. And it was like all the plays that you see, youth, like Memphis Grizzlies, like, it come upon the time, like, something going to have to give. Like, Desmond Bane might have to trade Desmond Bane or Jaren Jackson Jr. or Dylan Brooks. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be stuff like that. Like, okay, yeah, you could get lucky. You could get like a Spurs dynasty or a Golden State dynasty. You know what I'm saying? You could get lucky and have them. But even when they had Golden State had KD, like something had to give. Like they couldn't keep them. Even with LeBron in Miami, like something had to give. Like I think it really be deeper than that. Like on why certain teams be breaking up and stuff, or the owner or break teams up. Like I think it'd be shit like. For instance, I'm gonna use the Timberwolves when they had Zach LaVine, Carl Anthony Towns, and I think they had Andrew Wiggins. They had all of them on one team. They had all of them on one team at the same time, bro. So they end up trading for Jimmy Butler, and I think they ain't got a torn ACL. Zach LaVine at the time, but it's like they potential was like no boys could have really did something, but they be breaking up that shit so early, you wouldn't even know. Like even with James Harden there, when he got traded to the Rockets, like ain't no telling what they could have did, but by them not wanting, allegedly by. Thunder don't want to pay you hard, and they end up trading him for Kevin Martin, and that's all she wrote. The OKC. Like that. They don't never keep cards together. Besides like the Lakers dynasty or the Boston. But I think some of that shit be like you gotta have something to talk about. So we gotta keep y'all with the best players and shit like that. I really believe in that type of shit. But yeah, just be surprised now. Like in a couple years, when them little rookie contracts and stuff come up, watch how they start breaking certain cores apart. Watch, cause look, Memphis, you got Ja Morant, okay, set in stone. You got Dylan Brooks, you got Desmond Bane, you got Jaren Jackson Jr. All four of them boys, we know for sure, Ja Morant could get you 25 to 30. We know Dylan can get you at least 17 to 20, 16 to 20 type. Desmond Bane, could get you the same, at least 15 or 20. And you got Jaren Jackson could get you like 15 or 20. So out of them four, one of them gonna get traded for one of them gonna get traded. Like that shit be like that. It's fucked up. But they always do that shit, guys. For real. They did it with OKC. They gonna do it with the Memphis Grizzlies. Why it's not? And that shit gonna be the downfall. I think, hey y'all, I'm telling that y'all know now, I think Damian Lillard gonna get traded. If he don't get traded this summer, he gonna get traded before the season start. Or into the season, I promise. Watch. Y'all gonna come back to this episode and be like, King was right, bro. No cap. I really think them boys gonna trade Dame, bro. Cause I feel like me personally ain't no reason to stay. There's no reason to stay in Portland. Like, yeah, you wanna be, you know, your Kobe, your Tim, you know, your Curry, your Clay, your Giannis. You know, Jordan, you can count Jordan too, but man, yeah, you can count Jordan too. But you got your Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, you got them too now, Charles Barkley, you know, and then you don't put your work in, you done took them to the Western Conference Finals. You done got them out of the first round so many times. Like, you done hit big shots. You done did all you could possibly do, bro. Like, man, just go ahead and ask for that trade and get traded somewhere. Like, wherever you go, it's going to work. Because whoever they trade you to, it's going to be better than where you at now. Shout out to Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year. But week one, man, playoffs was so exciting, y'all, man. Like, even watching Anthony Edwards score 42, man, watching Brooklyn and Boston go back and forth. Brooklyn up 17 and Boston coming back. Goddamn. And you got your boy, they got Kyrie old number from Boston hooping. Pritchard. You got Joel Embiid. Hitting game with the threes off the screen. Like, this shit is exciting. You got Memphis and Minnesota jawing at each other. Ja Morant and fucking Patrick Beverly, you know, jawing at each other. Like, that shit, like, these playoffs, week one playoffs was so interesting, y'all. Like, and another thing, all you box score watching ass niggas, man, get the fuck on, bro. I can't stand you box scoring watching ass niggas, man. Like, God, watch the game and highlight reel watching ass niggas. Watch the game, bro. Stop watching highlights. Highlights are like a documentary. They only gonna show the good shit. And speak highly on the bad shit. To say, oh, this is the reason why he is who he is today type shit. Man, miss me with y'all go watch the game, bro. All that box scoring and shit. That shit can say a nigga had 35 the whole game. And not you looking at the box score, that nigga scored 30 the first half, and you thinking that nigga went off. No. A nigga went off that first half and scored 5 points that second half. You would know that if you watched the game. That's why I don't argue with certain niggas. Because I know when certain niggas just be watching, look at the box score and shit. He just say little shit like, yeah, you shot such a. Nah, bye. You need to watch the game. Ain't even got time. And another thing, like, free throws don't count as a field goal. But me personally, like, I hate when the niggas be like, oh, yeah, he wasn't aggressive. He wasn't taking no shots. Like, nigga, he was. He just was getting fouled. They don't count shots that you got fouled as a fucking field goal. So you wouldn't, once again, niggas not watching the game. Niggas wouldn't understand that shit. So I'm not about to keep arguing with niggas, guys. Oh, fourth quarter watching ass niggas.
You gotta watch the whole game leading up, like, oh, what was the reason why this happened, or why is the game so close? Was this team up by such and such points? Was this a close game all game? Like, come on, man, watch the game, y'all. Just watch the game, bro. Like, it's really exciting, especially playoff times and watching young players. Like once I said, Ja Morant, Anthony Edwards, Desmond Bane, Tyrann Maxey, like, watching this younger generation, watching our generation, really, the NBA is in good hands, y'all. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, these boys is real life hooping. You got your Jason Tatum, your Devin Booker Devin Booker had 31 the first half last night. The man had 31 the first half, cuz. These young niggas is balling, bro. The man Bronson from Dallas, he's a role player. He's a good role player. The man had 41 in a playoff game. I like shit like that. Like, you feel me? Like, that's why y'all gotta watch the game, bro. Because you see shit like that. You go watch the box score, and it's like, you over there hiding, and now you going back on Facebook talking all this shit because you don't watch the box score. They got a few highlights, and go watch the game, man. For real. If you ain't got no way to get it, you can look it up on your phone. Trust me, Google it. But so far, man, I just think I'm probably Brooklyn kind of threw me off because I thought they was going to split. I really thought they was going to split the series. But I still got to go on 6 or 7. But I got Brooklyn winning these next two games, though. If Brooklyn don't win, I just think they're not coming back. Like, if they go up 3-0, they're not coming back. If Brooklyn win next game, I think they got a chance of coming back. If they lose, I just think, yeah, it's over with. Like, unless they try to rig it and make it the first team to come back down 0-3. But other than that, no. Who else? What else I have to tell y'all? Y'all be on the lookout for my interview, though, for my podcast I did for the O2 Lit podcast. Shout out my boy Matthew. It's coming soon. It's coming soon, y'all. It's coming soon. I'm going to let y'all know. When he let me know, well, I already know. So when in the right time, y'all know. You know what I mean? But I think Minnesota, Memphis are gonna still go 6 or 7. The Bucks. See, look, the Bucks in Milwaukee. I really thought it was going to be like a 5-game sweep, but Chris Middleton out. He might be out for the rest of the series. Sprained MCL or something like that. Then you had DeMar DeRozan score 41 points the other night or last night, whenever you listen to this shit. So it's like, ooh. Then, you know, like I said, they might get one win, but I thought they was going to get that win in Chicago. You know, and then, now Chris Middleton down, so that means everybody else got to step up. Drew Holiday and all them. Giannis, instead of 30, nigga, we need 40, nigga. Nigga, we need 40. I pick y'all to go to the final, so I need y'all to. Well, I really need Miami because I'm going to Miami for my birthday. Yeah, I need them to go to the finals. Or the Eastern Conference Finals. Miami got to at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals and go deep. So I could catch a playoff game, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't meant to get off topic, but I changed my mind about Milwaukee. I think that's going 6. I think they'll get one more win. Even though Chris Middleton out, I think they'll get one more win. Bulls will get one more win, and that's it. I don't know when they're going to get it. It's going to either be game 3 or game 4, or probably game 5. But I know for a fact it's gonna be 6 or 7, bro. For real. And another thing, LeBron would have went 0-for-10 in the second half. Y'all will be going in on this man, bro. I promise y'all will be going in on this man. He's a GOAT. And this is my thing. I hate when people say little shit like, do y'all even like basketball? Or are y'all infatuated by Bron? I hate that shit because I do shit like that on social media because people be quick to try Bron to make this go viral because he did that and did that. This man did not make any field goals in the fucking second half, bro. And I'm not jumping no KD bag. I'm not doing that. I just want them same people that be quick to post Bron shit and all that, or talk about Bron shit, or the media, like, have that same energy. If y'all gonna compare KD to Bron, y'all gotta hold this man to the same standard as y'all hold LeBron. If y'all say he's the best player, why y'all don't hold that man to the same standards? Like, y'all, like, come on, like, y'all gotta stop that hating shit. I keep telling y'all that. That hating shit is an illness, a mental illness. They need to go ahead and start diagnosing. They need to go ahead and start diagnosing some of y'all ass. All that hating shit. But no, they always thinking, nigga, the only reason why I share that shit or do that shit because folks like to be funny. So I'm about to be funny too. Nigga, you go 0-for-10. Where that other shit at? Have that same energy about that. But niggas will go in. You feel me? So I just want to let that be known, man. Because they be hating on my boy. But yeah, y'all. Support the people that support you, man. For real. Support the people that support you, bro. My dead ass. All jokes aside. Support the people that support you, man. Because I don't care if you get the same people, you know, to share your shit or, you know, put you up on game and shit like that. Like, it don't matter. Because if you could get one person to listen to it or buy this or, you know, support you, you know, you could get two people. You could get three, you could get four, you could get five. Like, it's all about your vision and how much work you want to put in. So don't ever be discouraged if motherfuckers don't support you. So I really stress this shit on probably every episode, bro. Like I even stop shopping with certain niggas because they don't support me. So why I need to support you if you don't support me? Like, it's not personal. It's just business. That's how I look at it. It's not personal. I still fuck with you. But I'm like, far as like, you don't support my shit, you might be posting or sharing the most bullshit shit ever. And all you gotta do is share a link. Just share a link, boom. Or even just let somebody know. Or some people just share your shit just to share it, just to be popular and shit like that. So me, I support people genuinely. I don't want nothing in return. Nothing like that. I'm not one of them guys, man. And another reason why I ain't really hot on the Hawks and the Heat series, because I think that's over. I think the Hawks might win a game, but I just think that shit is not going to be like, I thought at the beginning of the series, I thought it was going to be interesting. I thought the Hawks could take them like the six games or seven, but no, Jimmy Butler keep playing like that, and Tyler Hero and Bam and all them boys and Kyle Lowry and PJ Tucker and the boys keep playing. And you, yeah. And then they don't got Clint Capella, so that's what else sucks. But let's see how week two go of the playoffs. Hopefully Brooklyn have a win by the time the next episode come out. Or even still in the playoffs. But then Ben Simmons come back Monday, so by next week episode, I had an update on how that shit go. But you know, I really appreciate, once again, I really appreciate all y'all from around the country, Germany, Puerto Rico, you know, that listen to the Make It Make Sense podcast by Hakeem Hill. Follow me on IG at _MIS podcast. _MIMS podcast. Follow me on TikTok at _FatBoy96. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Make It Make Sense. Okay. And once again, add me, y'all, add me on IG at _MIMS podcast. Make sure y'all do that. At _MIMS podcast. Y'all have a blessed day. Have a blessed weekend. Stay positive. Stay blessed. And just stay on your grind and support the people that support you and make it make sense.